Workplace of the Week is back, and thank you for listening and downloading this podcast on silt1069.com. I'm Des Angelopoulos from The Big Afternoon Show. Now, a week ago, or just over a week ago, I was at the pancake race in Macclesfield Town Centre outside the Town Hall. Great fun was had. Lots of amazing fancy dresses were done as well. But I am now talking to the company from Macclesfield that have won the pancake race for 2023, and it is Embrace Marketing. How are you, sir?
Very good. We've just finished our press tour from the pancake day, so we're getting into training for the nationals. Now we've won the regionals, and we're looking forward to going forward to the World Pancake Racing Championship.
Your colleagues here didn't know about this, by the way. So they're just smiling.
To be fair, they didn't really know about the first race either, and we got told about an hour beforehand. Hence why we all turned up in jeans, trainers, and duffel coats. But then we tried to kind of pigeonhole in that to be dressed ready, fancy dress. Whereas everyone else was fully kitted out and looked really good.
So what prep did you put into the pancake race, if any at all?
Well, one of the team was going to flip their first pancake before the race, but actually never got to it. So his very first flip of a pancake was in the race. But myself and two of the other team members, we got very involved in the stretching beforehand and made sure that we were fully limbered, and we definitely weren't anxious or introverted at all through it. And then the very first race, we were a bit kind of confused about what to do, and then once we kind of won that first race, we got the taste for it, and then it was a case of second race, same positions, got ourselves ready, and then won the semi-finals, and we got to the finals, and then had a few mind games with the builders from Raw, and threatened to trip them up in the race, but luckily we just kind of stuck to our own guns, and we had the notorious Van brothers, two brothers in our team, who anchored the second and the last leg and basically made up for me not falling over and being able to flip. The speedsters in the second and fourth race kind of took us to the final then.
You've gone into great detail there. You were overly excited then.
Oh, extremely. Yeah, 100%. We've never won an award together, but like, we've got the taste for it. So we're looking for all local tag competitions that we can be involved in to make sure that we can dominate the local scene.
I like the trophy you got in your window in your office here from the pancake race in pride of place.
It is, and what we have promised, because we are all currently remote workers, what we have promised is that on our quarterly meetups, the trophy will be passed on to each member, each member of the race, so that each member can have it pride and place on their mantelpiece for 3 months.
Right, okay. Let's put the pancake race to bed now.
Yes.
Let's talk about Embrace Marketing, and introduction first from who you are, actually.
I'm Kieran Reardon. I'm one of the directors of Embrace. For those of you who know Embrace Marketing, you'll recognise the surname because I am married to the managing director, Becky. Becky set up the company 7 years ago, and we're a full B2B marketing agency. So we cover anything that's marketing or branding, we cover.
And the history behind all of it. So where was your first offices? What was the big idea originally?
So Becky has always had a dream of running her own marketing agency. The main reasons for that being is that she's worked agency side and she's worked in-house, and she's seen that really the marketing agencies didn't really fulfill what in-house needs were. So she wanted to create that agency that kind of worked with clients and gave them the best solution that they wanted. So she started off in a bedroom in our house with a 6-week-year-old puppy, just herself and the puppy, and then she decided that working in the office wasn't kind of going to suffice as we grew. So she moved to a Delphi Mill in Bollington, and she actually shared an office with another agency. Within the first 6 months, we grew quite quickly, and they took on three apprentices. So that was Ashley, Alice, and Alex, all fresh out of college at 17. And Alex, who's now 24, is still working with us, and he is one of our managers. So we started off with them, and then after the first year I joined, so that was October 2016. So I've come from marketing agencies in the past, and to kind of help with kind of more the senior senior level work on that. So that was 6 years ago. And then throughout those kind of 6 years up to lockdown, we grew to a team of eight. We moved to various offices within Adelphi Mill and then moved to a bigger office in Clarence Milstead in Bollington. And then lockdown happened. So
what did lockdown do to you then? I mean, a lot of companies did fold.
Yeah.
A lot of companies survived and a lot of companies changed the way they operated. So what did it do for you?
So prior to lockdown, we had conversations about hybrid working and working from home and kind of flexible working, and I was completely against it. I didn't think
That surprises me.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it would work. I thought with a marketing agency where you have half a team of designers, half a team of project managers, you needed to be in a room working together in order for it to work. Lockdown happened, and we were forced then to work remotely, and Teams was a godsend. So we kind of looked at changing our processes. So instead of having a meeting in a meeting room, we'd have a production meeting across Teams with everybody, and then we would then screen share, have video calls with each other all day, and then the work dried up, as everything did with first lockdown. I think we started working remotely in March, April, and everybody just started shutting down, as you said, or reducing the work. And luckily, as I say, the grants and the furlough scheme that came in place meant that we were a team at eight at the time. We furloughed five of the team, so there was only Becky, Alex, who I mentioned previously, and Grace, who was our head of design at the time, were working. Everybody else was furloughed from that April 2020. Then up until October, we kind of, two people came out of furlough to get it back up to a team of five because the work started increasing again. And then up until about January, February 2021, we were able then to bring all the team out of furlough because clients started coming back, work started coming back in, and we could start working again. So July 2021 came and we were like, right, we're all working again. Right, do we need to find another office? Everyone's working again. So we had a chat with the team. Was like, right, does everybody want to work in an office again? Everyone, no. we like working from home, and the processes that we put in place and the kind of the way we structured the team means that we see each other as if we were in an office. We probably speak to each other more than if we were in an office. If you're in an office, it's headphones in, get a kind of head down, get on with your work. Whereas actually, we're a very collaborative team. So it's always screen sharing, there's always video calls, we're always talking to each other. And what it's meant is, as well, is, as we're not in Bollington, we don't need somebody who's willing to commute to Bollington to work for us. So we, since the lockdowns, we've grown from a team of eight to a team of 10. And we've had team members in Sheffield, Rochdale, Nantwich, Newcastle-under-Lyme, as well as the local area, because there is no longer that need to commute. All we do say is that because we do work remotely, we still want to meet up as a team and not just do pancake races. We want to have a face-to-face meeting. So once a quarter, we meet. We'll have a team meeting. We might have a bit of workshops and kind of areas we can improve, or things we're doing well, or what do we need to be doing as a business. And then we try and tie that in with a meal or a kind of event. Some socials like Crazy Golf have fallen on deaf ears and are not being that good. But others, like we've done the Cube in Manchester, and we put a vote to the team, right, what do you want to do this quarter, which has come up in 2 weeks, and the Cube won again. So in 2 weeks we'll be meeting face to face, and we've had some new team members since the last social, so it will be the latest kind of formation of Embrace, the team of 10 that we are at the moment. They'll be the first time that everyone meets face to face.
So now you're working from home, lockdown has forced you to do that. You were against it first, but now you're selling it. Now you're a fan of it now.
100%, yeah. It's opened up to so many opportunities for the team. For example, like I said, you don't have that commute. You don't have, we owe some, we look with, so we want to work and we do work with teams that do good and sustainability, and we're looking into that. So, for example, people are no longer, so you said something simple as no one's going to the co-op and buying a plastic bottle and having that kind of lunch. You've been eating at home, people are saving money. You know, the kind of the crisis of the moment, people are not having to pay money on petrol to commute, they're working from home. But not just that, I think it gives the guys freedom. So, for example, it's no longer a case of, right, I'm working today and I've got a doctor's appointment, so I've got to book off the afternoon, or it's just flex it a bit, kind of. And the guys are, except the guys have taken to it greatly. If it hadn't have worked, we would have come back to an office. But it's just, as I said, we were a team of eight before lockdown. We're now a team of 10. We're hiring somebody new. We are looking to grow. So for me, it's just showing that the processes that we've put in place and how we work as we structured as a team, it's working for us. So why break something that's working?
So Embrace Marketing now, what things have you branched out into? So it's not just marketing then, is it, or digital marketing?
No. So we are a full service marketing agency, but as anybody who knows marketing, that service changes, and it changes through technology. So we are now doing podcasts. We never used to do that. So we have a space that we can do podcasts with our clients. We do our own podcasts, and we utilize local area meeting rooms as well to do podcasts for them. We also do online webinars for our clients, and we do a whole campaign around that. So it's kind of doing emailers to warm lists, reaching out to cold lists via social media, creating website landing pages, then facilitating that webinar as well, so that our clients can then reach those customers for them as well. We've had seen a big drive in websites as well, but obviously with I know the world has reopened again, but people are more open to digital marketing, more realizing, whereas before, kind of a company who mainly did things face to face was like, oh, we've got a website because we've got to have a website. But what they've realized now is your website is your 24/7 shop window, and anybody could be looking at it at any time, and it needs to represent who they are, kind of the same look and feel as if they were meeting you face to face. So there's a big drive on improved and innovative websites, and websites are changing as well. In fact, if it's all mobile first and page load speed, so an SEO, so we've taken that on in board. And also, as well as that, video in animations has become really important. For people online, because if it's through websites, through social, through anything, you get a lot more engagement through animations and videos than you do through static images or text. So we've invested in the equipment and in the team as well, so that we can now kind of be offering those kind of high-end kind of animations and videos for our clients as well.
In the world of marketing, what is the biggest tool available to somebody out there that's looking to market themselves? Is it a podcast? Is that the really big thing at the moment? Is it a video podcast with animation? Is it still a website that it's always been, or social media? What's the biggest tool?
I think it depends on the industry, and it depends on your target market. That's something that we always say to our clients, is where is your customer going to find you? And wherever they're going, it's where you need to be front and foremost. What you also need to be able to do is you need to be, so if you think of anything, you search for, you've got an issue, you've got a problem, you're doing it. What do? You search. So when someone is searching for that problem or that issue, so let's just say, for an example, you're an IT company, and a company has grown for 6 or 7 people, and they've gone, how do I manage my IT services? Someone's searching for that from an SEO perspective, you need to be there. So again, that probably is a website, but it could also be a podcast or a webinar where you're answering that question. Here's the question, here's the problem, and here is our solution of how to kind of how to answer that. And something that we are just tapping into at the moment as well, and looking into, this kind of just come on the scene, is that kind of chat API. That's the automated AI that's creating content by itself. We started looking into that and how we could utilize that for our clients as well.
And what is that then?
So basically, Jack, what's the name of the thing that we use?
ChatGPT.
There we go, ChatGPT. So what that is an AI, artificial intelligence system, that's recently been launched online. And you can ask it any question, and it comes up, it finds an answer online. Now, it's not foolproof and it's not 100% accurate, but what we're doing is we're looking at using that as a research tool. So we're looking at that for our kind of our clients and say, right, well, what is, so for a construction company, what is sustainability in construction? How is that going to look in the future? And we're using it as a research tool for ourselves to say, well, what information is out there, so that then we can then best market with that kind of basis as a research behind us. And so it's very new. It's only really, it's come out probably in the last few months as a kind of, in 2023, as a thing that people know about, and no one really knows about it, not how to use it. But we're kind of, what we're trying to do as a company is be that one step ahead, right? Is there something new's come out? Can it be used? Or is it going to be something that comes and goes? And kind of, we're kind of still figuring that bit out at the moment.
If people are interested in what you've said today on this podcast of Workplace of the Week, and they need to market something or themselves, and they like the personality sound of Embrace Marketing, where can people find you?
So, yeah, so online, embracemarketing.co.uk is our website. We are Embrace, is the kind of the name that we use. We're on all different social channels, and we're also, our podcasts are also on YouTube and on Spotify as well. So you get, if you search Embrace Marketing on anything, hopefully you'll find us, and if the team have done a good job, that's where you'll find us. But yeah, embracemarketing.co.uk, YouTube, Spotify, or kind of any of our socials.
And we'll put all the links to Embrace Marketing on our podcast information on this episode. Thank you for listening to Workplace of the Week on Cheshire Silt Radio.